This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Varun Kohli is the Chief Marketing Officer at Sequence Security. They're found online at sequence.ai, and we're going to talk about big things today. API security is so important. Sequence handles 8 billion daily API transactions, 10 trillion in customer assets being protected, 10 trillion and 3 billion user accounts being protected. Varun, that must keep you guys awake at night and very busy. Welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you. Now, we are very passionate about this problem, and equally passionate are our customers. So we enjoy it, and I think what I love telling my kids is daddy's doing the right thing. He's keeping the bad guys out. So we are very passionate about this.
Yeah, and there are so many advances in AI technology. It's explosive. They just announced ChatGPT has a face, a persona, and you can talk to it on your phone, and it looks like a woman, and they're saying use her instead of Siri. But what are you going to give to her, and where does that go, and who owns the data lakes, as an example?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I don't think people have figured this out. It is the new shiny toy that everyone is giving a try. You have seen some early instances where people were pasting codes and saying, make this code better, make my job easier so that I can go enjoy a beer. And little did they know, they're pasting intellectual property. And some organizations have taken a very tough stance. I think Samsung was in the news. They said, you cannot use this, especially for IT-related stuff. So as an industry, I think there is too much to be figured out as to how do we use it? How does it get trained? How do we make sure the models are not getting stolen? How do we make sure no one is making an injection attack? How do we make sure when someone is asking the question, it is going and looking at the training data that I had access to and not Gary had access to? So too much to be figured out, and very exciting times, interesting times. And that's what keeps us very excited and on our toes.
And I could go into Microsoft Bing or Google's tool or ChatGPT and say, improve this bot that, you know, scrapes tickets from Ticketmaster or things like that, and go attack e-commerce platforms and try to, you know, make money kind of borderline of criminal bad behavior. How can we defend against that?
You're absolutely right. So what happens is people are using, I'll give you a technical term here, residential proxies to go launch bot attacks. I, as a human, have probably 2.8 devices, my phone, my iPad, my computer, but I do have an IP in my home for my bulb, for my microwave, right? So there's so many things. And this is exactly where hackers come and use these residential proxies to launch attacks. One thing that's common is, this is called TTP, the tools, techniques, and processes, procedures that they use. This is where something like Sequence comes into picture. When Taylor Swift is trying to sell tickets on Ticketmaster, we are the ones who know exactly when a human comes in and when a bot comes in. It doesn't matter if they use ChatGPT and come back, we will be able to find out. It doesn't matter when they use IP address in your home versus an IP address from my home, we'll be able to find out. It doesn't matter when they go from Android to iOS to different devices and come back, we will find out. This is exactly what we do, and we do it for the world's largest and the baddest organizations on the planet.
That's incredible. And you have a free API assessment tool I'd love to learn more about. It seems that there are maybe thousands or hundreds of thousands of it. I haven't tracked how many, but too many APIs being used. Everything's moved to the cloud, SaaS applications everywhere. Aren't we at tremendous risk beyond just this AI usage and the LLMs and ChatGPT and all that?
You're absolutely right. As I said, we are struggling. We, as in the organizations, are struggling out there to find out how many APIs. A simple question that we answer for organizations is, how many APIs do you have? You'll be very surprised. The world's largest organization actually didn't know. We asked the CISO, how many APIs do you have? And he picks up his phone, part of the culture there, and leaves voicemail, not even voicemail, WhatsApp, audio messages. How many APIs do we have? 4 hours later, he gets answers, and the answer was 43. I'll give you an example. Or normal organization with 1,000 employees on an average has 20,000 APIs. Wow. The world's largest organization thinks they have 43. There is a big gap in the first party API. And this is exactly what the free tool you're talking about, API Spider, does. when a hacker is trying to launch an attack, God forbid, on Cyber Defense Magazine, first thing they do is they look at what does your organization look like from the outside. How many servers, how many cloud instances, how many APIs, how many are Log4j vulnerable, how many credentials have expired, how many certificates have expired, what files are being exposed, how can I change and enumerate different API URLs and go out launch a different attack? This is the first thing that they do. And we act like hackers. In order to be defensive, you also have to think in the offensive front, and you have to think like a hacker. And that's exactly what that assessment does. Go to sequence.ai/assessment, and it will tell you, you just put in your domain, Gary@cyberdefensemagazine.com, will tell you exactly that a hacker would see from outside on the API front before they launch an attack.
Boy, we should have known about that tool and used it before we took ads for a three-letter government agency. Because once those ads went online, we were attacked from every angle. And I said to my IT team and security folks, what are they going to get? A free password, you know, password to get at a magazine? They're going to get one of our 16,000 pages of our magazine. But they were looking for supply chain integration. And I'd love to, right. You know, and we're smart about it and we've bifurcated it. All we're doing is posting ads for a three-letter agency, and it's an important thing for the defense industrial base. But we've been attacked the minute that was out there, and they were looking for supply chain API exploitation. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah. So this is something that we came up with recently, not too recently, I would say roughly a year and a half ago. It was like you have Log4j, we came up with a new vulnerability called Long4j. So when you're actually testing a server for Log4j vulnerability, most of the time developers would test it, nothing comes back, they go back and pack their bags. What we did was we left it open for a little while. Nothing happened, but for 12 to 18 hours, we got a response back. And why did we get a response back is exactly because of what you're saying, supply chain. I might not be vulnerable, but I might be using a third party for log management, log processing. I batch this data every 12 hours. I send it to someone, and then they executed that log file that was the Log4j vulnerability. And that's where I got a response back. When we were trying to test Log4j vulnerability on organization X, we got a response from organization Y. And this is exactly why someone would want to launch an attack on Cyber Defense Magazine, not just to get a free ad, but on an average, I as an organization have 58 different vendors in my supply chain. If I can find a vulnerability in one of them and then go 58, then go 58, I can pretty much reach out to whichever target I want to reach out, just finding these minor small vulnerabilities in the vendors that don't matter much. Not that I'm saying Cyber Defense Magazine doesn't matter. You are the most important out there, but this is exactly how it works.
Well, we're not Forbes. A lot of consumers don't read us. But speaking of which, your target audience for Sequence, you have Fortune 1000. Who's your favorite kind of customer, and how quickly can they get onboarded?
It's actually very interesting. It takes as little as 15 minutes to get onboarded. You must have heard the Geico ad. The way we put it, we actually have t-shirts with this. It takes 15 minutes to save $15 million or more. So if you have any API attacks going on, bot attacks going on, you're spending too much money on your infrastructure. I'll give you a very good example on the cost saving, as well as you asked me about the favorite customer. This is Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty, as you might know, is one of the number one cosmetic brands, and they have very expensive hair curlers, as much as $700 worth, and expensive perfumes. They have this geo lookup on their website. You and I, when we're about to go buy something, we see which direction should I go? Where is the nearest store that has it, right? And that's exactly what that geo lookup was. They generally spent, let's say, take a number, $10,000 a month on that partnership that someone told them, that geo lookup API traffic that they had. All of a sudden, there was a bill of 10 times more, $200,000 a month bill. You might think I'm seeing a lot of traffic, a lot of people are coming in, they're buying expensive curlers and perfumes. But what we actually found, being API security experts, bad guys, robbers, were actually looking at store inventory to find out which store had the most number of products, the hair curlers and the perfumes, and then they were sending physical robbers to those stores. We detected this malicious behavior. We informed Ulta informed authorities, and arrests were made. This was actually on ABC TV in Chicago, that 8:45 authorities were there. People came in, smash and grab, and they were arrested in the parking lot. So that's one of the favorite customer case studies that I have.
That's an amazing case study. So retailers, e-tailers, what about banks? What about governments, government agencies, cities? You know, there's so many e-commerce events happening, whether it's car registration, you know, license plates or getting a fishing license or whatever. And I've noticed the soft underbelly also is healthcare and cities being attacked the most for PII lately.
Correct. You're absolutely right. And everything you mentioned, we have many customers in each of the verticals. So if you talk about three-letter agencies out there, customer, you talk about the Fortune 100 you had mentioned, 24% of our customer base are Fortune 500, Global 500 companies. You talk about the largest credit card company on the planet, largest mining company, largest mutual fund company. They're all customers of Sequence. It is, the problem is relevant to, it's very horizontal problem. It's not specific to one problem. Hackers, if you think about it, they're there to make money. They'll go after the weakest link. They'll launch a bot attack. They'll find a weak API out there and launch an attack. So it happens mostly in retail. It happens mostly where there is something of value. Think an iPhone. So telcos, it is very common. It happens in healthcare because of PHI data. It happens in FIs, financial institutions. I get one bank, one account compromised, I can do a big wire transfer. It happens in dating sites. So if there is a romance scam, there is $12,000 at risk for each romance scam that is successful. Wow. So it is in that range. A normal account takeover is around $260. A telco account takeover for an iPhone SIM swap is around $1,300, $1,400. Romance scam is at $12,000. And if you get a compromised bank account, you'll have a few hundred thousand dollars that you can compromise easily.
Amazing. Wow. I mean, you know, Willie Sutton, I think in the late 1800s, the bank robber was asked, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. And now the money is online. It's all electronic. It's all online. And it's all through APIs and, you know, users' PII stored in the cloud, in many cases, easily accessed and hacked. Tell us, what's the difference between unified API protection and the fragmented API security market that we're living in today?
So if you think of unified API protection, it has three parts. One is discovery of APIs. Two is the API security, like you're calling it. And three is the protection of those APIs. Most people are just doing the middle piece, which is attacks API posture management. That's exactly what they're doing. What they're not doing is, how do I find out, discover APIs that I don't know about? And that's one of the enhancements we made in the product. I'll tell you about what managed APIs do you have. I'll tell you about what unmanaged APIs you have, what zombie APIs you have, what shadow APIs do you have. That is the part that normal API security solutions don't do, the discovery piece. Now that I've identified a problem, I rely on a third party to take action. And sometimes this bandwidth or the pipe gets clogged, and it will actually bring your WAF down if you send too much traffic. What we do instead is we protect natively. We don't rely on a third party to make that action. This is another enhancement we made in the product, what we launched. We do not rely on a third party. We take that action. How do we take that action? We talked about bot attacks earlier, right? So you have bot attacks coming in from different places. We will detect that in anomalous behavior. We will create rules, we'll create models, we'll stop that attack, we'll save 90% of the time, the analyst time, and we'll do all of this when the analyst is actually fast asleep. So this is the enhancement that we have just recently launched. And this is how you define the unified API protection. It is not just API security, it has discovery and it has protection. That's what the unified API protection. Last thing I'll mention here is, people think APIs and bot are two different things. APIs are getting attacked by bots. It's not two different things. Don't start saying that, oh, I don't have a bot management problem, someone else's problem. I only want API security. You cannot have API security without looking at who's attacking you. So it is not just a theoretical thing. It is actually the practical thing. It also helps you do prioritization. If your APIs are getting attacked, you might want to prioritize that fixing, testing that API before you go test an API that doesn't matter. But it is a joint effort, which is why we call it a unified API protection.
Varun, what's kind of the typical size of a client? Is it based on how much cloud presence they have, how many end users they have? What's the sweet spot for Sequence?
It is relevant to mid to large organizations out there. If you're a small shop, you're not developing your APIs, you're not using much APIs, it's not relevant. But if you are, let's say, more than 1,000 employees, you are in the verticals we talked about, FIs, healthcare, retail, telcos, you probably have a lot of APIs that you have no idea about. So that is when Sequence gets applicable. So if you have a lot of API traffic, in general, if I gave you a number, 80 to 90% of all traffic, internet traffic today is API traffic. Like we were chatting earlier, you and I are chatting using English as a communication language. Two software programs chat using APIs as the communication language. One third is user-generated traffic. One third is good bots. One third is bad bots. If you're spending too much money on infrastructure, just dealing with this problem, that's what our customers use Sequence for, and they get their money back, return on investment as little as 4 months.
That's amazing. Varun, is there anything else we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners today?
I think let's think about AI security as a holistic thing, and AI security, or the LLMs or generative AI, is all resting on the linchpin APIs. They're all acting on the API front. So what organizations need to do is get their act together on three fronts. Number one, discover, that is the AI workloads that are happening. Number two is compliance. Are you abiding by the rules and regulations, industry best practices or not? And third is the protection. So do not consider this as three different problems. It is one problem that you have. And majority of this, 80 to 90% of it, is happening on the API front. Get answers to three simple questions that we do for our customers. Number one, how many APIs do you have? Number two, what risk are they posing? Number three, what attacks are going on that you need to stop right now? That's three simple questions we answer for our customers.
Those are great answers. And Varun, last question. It seems that these perfect clients for you are also highly regulated. Do you help them? And the regulators are still learning more and more about cybersecurity as they go. The president's put together some AI team to, and they want to have a standard for how AI behaves, but nobody's going to listen. There's no Geneva Convention on the behavior of AI or AI bots. So the bad guys are going to keep weaponizing it. Do you help folks produce due care and due diligence reports for regulatory compliance?
We do. So if you are supposed to be compliant with PCI, if you are in financial vertical, FFIEC, the number one requirement is how many APIs do you have? You need the inventory of all APIs. If you talk about the recent CFPB rule that is about to come out, we are in May right now, so it's about to come out. It's only going to give large banks 6 months to go from not knowing what to do to fully executing that plan and provide a digital interface to consumers. What does a digital interface look like? It looks like an API. So before you and I get bound by a financial organization, they need to open it up and they need to share that financial data freely so that you and I have a choice to make the best decisions on the financial front, go with a bank that's favorable to us. So to answer your question, there are a ton of regulations that we help our customers with, be it in the financial vertical, be it in the healthcare vertical, government vertical, or geographical. You talked about there is no mandate on the AI front. In the US, there isn't today, but in the European region, there are things that are being talked about. So before anything else, it's about getting visibility, making sure you're complying, and making sure your assets are protected. It's coming back to the same thing.
Varun, that's great. So Varun Kohli is the Chief Marketing Officer at Sequence Security, an amazing company. Sequence.ai is the website. If you do sequence.ai/assessment, you'll get that free assessment. This is a market leader and a trailblazer on unified API protection, really tying in the issues we have to deal with AI, API security, and bot management in a new, innovative way for best practices. Stop the fraud, stop the abuse, stop the data loss, and get one step ahead of the next threat. Go to sequence.ai.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.